Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Joe Biden and the White House staff, the campaign, they're all kind of upset that Joe Biden's wonderful accomplishments seem to be lost in the morass of the handling of the Israel-Hamas war. And Joe Biden said to have been pretty upset about this, that he's angry and anxious. Well, folks, I don't know. Well, maybe he yelled at them the same way he yelled at all of us at the State of the Union address. One can only wonder. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition of the show. We're here. We're glad you're there. And it is Monday. We're here bright and early with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, you can also head over to our website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message as well during our interview here with Denise as she joins us each morning here during hour number three of the broadcast. Hello again, Denise.
Hello.
All right. Well, it is Monday, and we do have a lot to talk about. We talked a little bit about the Trump comment, but something I mentioned last hour as well, and that is, according to an NBC News article, they're saying that behind the scenes, Biden is angry and anxious about his reelection effort, and a lot of this has to do with those dismal polls coming out of places like Michigan. And as we saw what happened with Chuck Schumer, they're trying to repair this damage, don't you think?
One of the biggest campaign advisors to Biden is Senator Chris Coons. So maybe he ought to be yelling and screaming at Chris Coons.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe somebody, you know, snuck a piece of paper to Biden and told him really what was going on. I mean, I can't believe he's mad now after all of this because his numbers have been going down for months. In spite of his new approach and wayward approach with Israel and Hamas. So, something happened here that he lost his cool.
Well, you know, Netanyahu, I think, spoke very well about this whole thing that happened with Schumer. And, of course, now this is by extension, the White House agrees with this. The president himself said he liked the speech and this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Netanyahu talked about the stakes were really that he's not trying to do this for personal gain. He's trying to literally save the Jewish state.
Right. You know,
and is this lost on Biden and company, or do they
yes,
just...
Yes, they don't care.
Yeah.
So they really care about, you know, Michigan and, you know, the Palestinian, voting bloc. Colleges and universities. Really, it comes down to an age group. So that's what they care about. They don't care about Israel. They don't care about the Israel state. They don't care about Netanyahu. They care about the money and the vote. So we're in a circular situation here with them.
Well, Adam Schiff says that Schumer's remarks should be what he called an earthquake in Israel, but shouldn't they be an earthquake here? I mean, where does Schumer and the White House get off on actually saying these kinds of things about
probably
our
you're
hour?
Beginning to make sense. Don't make sense. I mean,
that's right. It's Monday. We can't start making sense yet.
No, it's twisted thinking. This is how they manipulate it all. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable. We don't hear these same words as they're applied to Russia and Ukraine, do we? Or Syria for a regime change? Or Venezuela for a regime change? Or North Korea, who, by the way, just launched a couple of missiles? They're not calling. You see what I'm saying? Now, here's another interesting factoid. We have a very huge drone base in Niger. Mm-hmm. Well, the United States sent the diplomatic's wing sent a delegation over to Niger to straighten them out because they've gone anti-American. Well, didn't work out. So, because they folded in with Russia. So now they're throwing out 650 U.S. personnel, military personnel, and our drone base. So, yeah, now we've lost another alleged friend in host country.
Indeed, indeed.
So why don't we call for a regime change in Niger? You see what I'm saying? I mean, this is...
But it all boils down to the politics, just like you're saying. They're more concerned with certain voting constituencies in Michigan, which for some odd reason are mad about the United States supporting Israel over Hamas. And, you know, and again, it, Schumer, you know, this is just the height of coming in and trying to just be completely political about this. You know, doesn't he understand at all what it means to have enemies literally all around you that can lob missiles at you at a moment's notice?
I'm sure he understands it, but dismisses it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's in other words, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around stuff like that.
I mean, Netanyahu was on, I think, CNN, State of the Union. I guess that's one of their Sunday shows. And Netanyahu came back and said that Chuck Schumer was an obstacle to peace. And that's precisely right. So if the White House agrees with it, then the White House is an obstacle to peace, especially when they're talking about a two-state solution. And Netanyahu actually said yesterday in an interview, we gave him a two-state solution. It was called Gaza. How'd that work out?
Right, right. And they have all this money that's been given, the Hamas leaders.
Billions.
Yeah,
they don't want to solve the problem because the money dries up.
Indeed, indeed. Very well said. Well, Denise, stay right there. Coming up to the first break here of hour number three. When we come back, folks, lots more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
So, folks, Mr. Democracy, Vladimir Putin, was, you know, completely reelected. It's all good. They had an election, I guess, and it was all fine. So Vladimir Putin continues on. And I just like to remind everybody that it did come out recently that Vladimir Putin actually wanted Hillary Clinton to win the 2016 presidential election and not Donald Trump. Let's bring back in Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. What do you think about that, Denise?
I dismissed it. I mean, whatever.
That's right. He only had a token. Well, he had some token challengers, you know, so it's all real. Well, again, you know, one of the things, you know, we've been talking a lot about Israel, but certainly what's happening in the Middle East overall, and you mentioned something about the ideas of regime change. Why is it so verboten to really consider, and I don't mean go to war with Iran, you know, overtly at this point. I know that they, to some degree, there seems to be some sort of state of war that exists because of what's happening with the Houthis and so forth. But why is it so verboten to really say, look, the problem here is not only Iran's support for these terror groups, but the fact that we keep giving them billions of dollars. You know, again, it's all like you're saying, you know, don't make sense. But it seems like, you know, this makes a lot of sense if we actually start dealing with that.
I'm guessing it's oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no other reason for any of this. And I'm looking at something here which is a little bit disturbing. That apparently, the Russians have put forces in Syria, at the, Israel border. Capitalizing on, now, I don't know how many forces, but capitalizing on this rift that's building between Washington and Israel. Furthermore, there's a Chinese delegation in Doha. A Chinese delegation in Doha. Who are they meeting with? Oh, glad you asked. The Hamas leaders. So have we deferred our might and our strength now to China to deal with Hamas? To China? I mean, what?
Yeah. Yeah, this is alarming in the extreme. We had a great call in the first segment of the program this morning, Denise. It was Mike in Clearwater, and he said that he was talking with some young people who basically their viewpoint of what they had been told about this whole conflict going on in Israel between Israel and Hamas is that Israel had oppressed the Palestinians for so long that they basically had to rise up against Israel. And he was very alarmed, understandably so, that this is a narrative that seems to be making headway with younger people, especially.
Well, but the Palestinian propaganda is working, and it has worked. I mean, it started off on college campuses with BDS. Remember that one? Boycott, divest, and sanction. Mm-hmm. Which is now turned into Free Palestine. Free Palestine is not a new concept. It's just that it's gotten a huge money injection, and it's now in the same college campuses as BDS was.
Indeed. Well, you know, you mentioned something, too, just a moment ago, the idea of Russian troops actually being stationed in the Middle East there are being brought in. I mean, that is just an intimidation tactic, or do you think that they will look for an actual avenue, like, for example, if Hezbollah were to start up against Israel in the north or other things happen, that they just see their opportunity to try to, you know, insert their agenda here?
I'm not particularly worried about Russian troops because Russian troops are so badly trained, if they're trained at all. They're also badly equipped, if they're equipped at all. But the fact that they're there is a Potemkin village. It is something that Putin does. It's a FSB / KGB tactic. And what's, I guess, scarier is that Syria has allowed them to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never fixed the Bashar al-Assad Syria problem either, have we? No. Oh, by the way, Pakistan, of all countries, is doing some attacks on the Taliban. Weren't we supposed to do that with the over-the-horizon abilities?
Right. Yeah.
No, so we've deferred to Pakistan to deal with it.
Well, in other words, this administration, campaign or no, right, they have, is it that they've disengaged from the world, or they are, or just simply they're saying, look, I mean, we can, more chaos will ensue if we disengage.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, only a fool would let everything just go to seed like this. Of everything that's been accomplished, not just under Donald Trump, but collectively over the last 40 years or something here.
So between the National Security Council and the White House, between the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA, you know, the rest of them, they're all just inert. They're all in, like, neutral here. The only one that seems to be shouting but is really kind of powerless is Christopher Wray when he's stomping his feet about China and Chinese operatives. But is anybody in this White House listening to him? You know, the big question is, it's, you know, Peter Doocy, would you please ask little Miss Binder when was the last time that Biden actually had a one-on-one with Christopher Wray about China? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Oh, yeah, indeed. Indeed. And by the way, something that Christopher Wray was so upset about the other day, rightly so, was, again, ISIS ties coming into the southern border.
Well, now we have a new one where we have this Hezbollah.
The Hezbollah. That's exactly what I was going to ask you about. I mean, this is a guy who says, I'm not laughing about it, but he says he was coming in to try to build a bomb and do a New York City attack, trained by Hezbollah.
Trained for 7 years.
Yeah. And he was trying to come across illegally. They happened to catch him. You know, and again, it just begs the question, you know, how many more? And that's, we don't know the answer to that question. It could be 5, it could be 500, it could be 1,000 or 10,000. We don't know.
You know, somebody needs to ask Little Miss Binder, or if they ever get a chance as Biden is shuffling his way to a helicopter, do you have any idea how hard it is to live outside the Potomac? Do you have any idea how hard it is to exist out here with the lack of law and order and what we're dealing with, you know, the violence and the rapes and the inflation and what's going on in education? I mean, it's getting harder to live in the United States second by second.
You're exactly right about that. And everybody listening to the sound of our voices, you know, can relate to that. There's no doubt about it. The prices are going so high. You know, it used to be, oh, look, you know, we can get a table at this restaurant. But that's not because it's just not busy that night. It's because people are saying it's too darn expensive, you know, to do this kind of thing. I'm seeing shorter
prices,
lines.
Well, yeah, and interestingly enough, my husband and I, a couple of weeks ago, we actually stopped at McDonald's, and I forgot what we ordered, but it came to like $28, which is ridiculous. I think it was a couple of double cheeseburgers, a fry, and a large Coke or something. And I said to him, I said, do you realize that it is cheaper to go over to Chili's?
Right, and sit down and, yeah, exactly. It really is something. And there is a pullback. And I think people do sense that. But yet the Biden administration, the Biden campaign would want you to think that there are all these wonderful things happening, but we're just not economists, Denise. We don't understand how good we have it at this point, you know, despite all these other things. But I tell you what, stay right there, Denise. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back, everybody. We'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We got a lot more to talk about. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as his reasons. A judge in Georgia ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue overseeing the case if Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today, is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Biden also urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package. McDonald's is addressing a system failure that affected its restaurants worldwide. The company acknowledged a technology outage in a statement Friday, resulting in the closure of a number of locations. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Resigned, of course, from the Fannie Willis team of prosecuting Donald Trump, evidently said one of his reasons was his commitment to democracy. So, I don't know, folks. Do you feel better now? Do you feel that he has a commitment to democracy and this is the reason why he resigned off of the team after the judge's ruling? I don't know. Good question. Folks, welcome back to the program. It is the Monday edition. We're glad to have you with us this morning, and we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. KyleWarrenShow.com is my home website. You can head over there, and you can send us a direct message any old time, and you'll also find links over there to FoundersCode.com. That's the website for Denise Simon, who's back with us again. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, as we've been telling our listeners, of course, we can't do anything about the fact that it's Monday, but we can make it more fun. We can make it more interesting and enjoyable, and we're glad you're here with us, Denise. I'll tell you what, we do have the telephone lines lighting up this morning. Let's head right over.
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. Let's head right over, and let's welcome Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Rocking the airwaves, overnight airwaves, as usual.
Thank you.
The Democratic Party, they are the only defenders of democracy on the face of the world. They are the defenders of democracy. And I just don't know why the Republicans can't push back on that. You know, what gives them a monopoly, you know, over defending the traditions of democracy? And, you know, what's obvious is that there's no longer any integrity or respect for the United States Constitution.
No.
It's been trampled on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Let me make a comment. I got a couple more points, and I'll get off. But the bloodbath comment, I think it's going to echo all the way through till November. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about electric vehicles being manufactured in China, and mm-hmm. they are going to distort, exaggerate, twist, manipulate, pervert that comment, that quote. It won't go away. About the vice presidential pick, I would not be surprised. And I was watching the rally on Saturday. If Kristi Noem becomes pick, and I like Kelsey Gabbard, probably even better. I think she gives a little more dimension. But I'm also a Tim Scott fan, and a guy I like, who's going to be, I think, a real superstar eventually, if he isn't already, is Byron Donalds from mm-hmm. Brooklyn, who now resides in Naples, Florida, I believe. But mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about Kristi Noem as a possible pick.
Good question. Yeah, Denise, she is a governor, so, you know, she's got executive experience in that regard.
You know, any of those would be okay, but here's my point, and I'm kind of sticking to it until I see otherwise. I would say, and continue to say, I don't want any existing elected officials, because then we have to go fight another election someplace. But, you know, the one person that I think might be interesting is Devin Nunes. You know, he's in charge of Truth Social. And I think that with the success of Truth Social, he can probably turn the company over to, you know, somebody else. And he was the one that originally discovered, along with Kash Patel, what is known as the Nunes Memo on all things Russiagate. And he knows not only how Congress works, because he was a congressman of California, but between he and Kash Patel, they know where all the dead
bodies
are
buried.
Yeah, I was going to say, where the bodies are buried, so watch out. There's
another
figure of speech.
Well, I tried to say dead bodies, but we have a whole bunch of live bodies we got to deal with. So I think Devin Nunes would be a very interesting vice presidential pick.
No, he'd be excellent. But, you know, Trump's got a deep bench. I mean, he really does. He's got some outstanding people. I don't want to forget Vivek. He's awesome. I mean, he's just got some really bright, talented people. Hopefully he can get reelected.
Well, one of the things...
you also have Sean Duffy, mm-hmm. Who is a former congressman, and he's gone mm-hmm. back to being a prosecutor on the side, but he's now over, I think, at Fox Business. He'd be interesting to be chief of staff, and I think you're going to need somebody who's very strong at chief of staff. And I don't want to forget about Mike Huckabee. You know, he's very, very pro-Trump. He's got a very nice manner about him, but he also knows where, you know, the devils are residing.
Mm-hmm.
There's Lee Zeldin. So, yeah, there's a wide pick that we don't have to take somebody out of a current elected position and then have to fight to replace them.
You know, I got a couple of guys on my hit list that I wish they would just resign. There's that Senator Cassidy from Louisiana. I wish he would just go away.
Terrible.
There's the other guy from Texas, Cornyn. I wish he would just disappear.
John Cornyn, he's terrible.
He is. Ken Buck is going... He's riding off into the sunset. That's great.
Yep.
Mitt Romney, good riddance, okay? Paul Ryan, absolutely worst speaker, okay? I mean, one thing you could say about the Democrat Party, they really are in lockstep. They're like lockstep
zombies. They toe the line.
Yep, they do.
They do not deviate from the company line. And you don't see that with these, you know, weasel Republicans. Mike Pence, another guy, turned into the ultimate weasel. You know, so, but Cassidy, the guy I just mentioned from Texas, I can't think of his name right now. I just mentioned him a minute ago. Cornyn. Please resign, disappear, go fishing, do something. You know, anyway, that's all I have to say.
Hey, thanks, Neil. We appreciate the call very much. Have yourself a great rest of the Monday. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks for putting me on.
Sure. All right, we got that was Neil in Henderson, Nevada, everybody. And Denise, you know, yeah, you know, it used to be, you know, back in the olden days, you'd have to get a vice presidential pick. A lot of times it was a balancing act, and many times geographically, you know, back in those days. You know, think Kennedy and Johnson, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays I think that's less of a concern, but it's got to balance out something else about Trump. Your talk about Mike Huckabee, I think, is right on the money, because there's got to be some contrast to try to get other voters who say, well, I'm not as preferable about Trump because I don't like his personality. And that is a factor with voters.
Mm-hmm.
But they can say, but I love Mike Huckabee. You know, this, I mean, maybe that's a balancing act there.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, there's a couple of key positions that are very important. And one is the Department of Justice. Who's going to take over that one? And I think that Trump made a big mistake putting Jeff Sessions in there. But so if I was to suggest somebody for the Department of Justice, I would suggest Harmeet Dhillon. But let me say this. These people are, you know, where they've got some exceptional talent, some of the ones that we've all, names that we've thrown out there, are they willing to go to war and a nasty war? Because it's going to be one. If Trump's president, we're going to go through a whole, you know, version two that we.
Like you never saw.
You know, yeah, precisely. So who's up for this? Is it Harmeet Dhillon at the Department of Justice? Would it be, you know, somebody like Devin Nunes? He could very well be up for the fight, but who's going to take over the Department of Defense? You see what I'm saying? I mean, not only do you have to deal with the Department of Defense, but you've got to unwind all the wokeness that's infected itself into the Department of Defense, and I would say also too at the service academies, you know, like West Point or the Air Force Academy. I mean, it's. I mean, they're virtually trying to destroy the Marine Corps.
Yeah, it's monumental, is what you're talking about.
It's just huge. So, yeah. You know, the task is Herculean, to say the least.
Indeed. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Have yourself a great rest of the Monday, Denise. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, we are coming right back. We've got the watchdog on Wall Street, none other than Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Monday edition continues on, everybody, bright and early, and we're here with you. We're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we've got Chris Markowski coming up here next. Chris Markowski, of course, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, and you want to head over there. You want to find out all about Chris, his radio program, his podcasts, and everything else he has to offer over there. Once again, let's welcome on this wonderful, bright, and early Monday morning, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You know, Chris, I wanted to ask you about this particular a deal that's being offered for U.S. Steel. And I think at the crux of the matter is that Nippon Steel, of course, is proposing about almost $15 billion for the acquisition of U.S. Steel. But they're saying their offer anyway. They're trying to emphasize that it's not going to result in any layoffs or plant closures. Is that realistic? I mean, if anybody were to buy this company, can they make those kinds of guarantees?
Well, if they're looking to expand here in America, you know, I think they can. But, I mean, there's no guarantee in anything. A company steps in and buys a company. They want to, you know, become more efficient. You know, they may look to do something like that. Sometimes companies need to have layoffs. You know, U.S. Steel is not what it once was. And, you know, this hullabaloo now about, you know, Nippon Steel, which is a Japanese company, where already has plants here in the United States, wants to create greater efficiencies and make the company better. I don't have any problem with the deal at all. I really don't. And interestingly enough, you know, its competitor here in the United States is actually pushing back against it. You know, this is not, you know, a situation where people are like, oh, it's a national security concern. It's Japanese. And you know, the manufacturing plants are still here in the United States. Again, if there was ever a world war type of situation, it's something that we can commandeer and take over again anyway. So I think it's a hullabaloo around this, quite frankly.
Well, I appreciate your perspective so much because you're right. Japan is our ally. That's not going to change anytime soon. It would be a different story, I think, if there might be other foreign investors from other countries that might not be quite as friendly. That would be a major cause for concern. But obviously the jobs and the manufacturing and the location you're talking about, I mean, that's paramount.
You know, listen, you know, it's easy to politicize something, especially, you know, an old school industry and, you know, turn it into a story and politicians can, you know, jump all over it. Who's protecting, you know, the steel industry more and workers and all this stuff. But, you know, people get to dig a little bit deeper into the entire story, where U.S. Steel is at this point in time. You know, the various different tariffs that have been, you know, put on steel. You know, the Trump still claims that his, the steel workers, I saved their industry. They're kissing me by my butt. But, you know, you take a look at other companies that here in the country that have to buy that steel and have to pay more. They were hurt by that and the fact that they've had to raise their prices. You know, I'm not for dumping of any sort of commodity, you know, whatsoever. And I think that we should have strong manufacturing here in the United States. And quite frankly, this will help manufacturing here in the United States, even if it's owned by, you know, another company from another country.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, you mentioned the idea of tariffs as well. And this has come up in the news, of course, Chris, with President Trump's comments about Chinese electric cars being manufactured in Mexico. That's the, you know, the idea. But then saying that if he was president, he would want to put a 100% tariff on those cars. Is that possible? I mean, we understand, I mean, tariffs are placed on items, but is there any limit to that? Or is it just, you know, is that, I mean, could he deliver on something like that?
Well, we already put crazy tariffs on any sort of the truck, smaller size truck from Europe and whatnot, you know, protect the pickup truck industry here in the United States, even from our European allies. I guess you can do whatever you want when it comes to tariffs. That industry in of itself is dying off on its own without having to do, putting any tariffs on those cars. The Chinese cars are a lot cheaper. Again, this just, you know, basically proves my point that the entire EV saving the planet stuff is nonsense. You know, you can get an EV in China for, you know, $15,000, say $20,000 equivalent. You would think that, you know, if we're all going to die from climate change and we're all going to drive EVs, we'd be looking to purchase those cars as quickly as we possibly could. But no, it's political football. The whole idea in of itself is just stupid. And, you know, they're messing around with various different industries and trying to control things via tariffs to me is ridiculous. I think stuff that is a level playing field, tit for tat, if China is going to put, you know, tariffs on our cars at a certain amount, we should match those tariffs going back and forth. And I get that. I understand that. But trying to go ahead and all of a sudden say, hey, we're not going to have a competitive global landscape, I don't think that's a step in the right direction.
Well, you know, speaking of China, evidently there's a new catchphrase. And every once in a while we understand that China comes up with some of these phrases to describe what they're doing or describe what they're doing with their economy as they're looking forward. There was some new catchphrase that's come out now that's called New Productive Forces. This was part of their annual statement of priorities back on at the beginning of March, and people are trying to decode what that phrase actually means vis-a-vis, you know, how they're trying to move forward with their economy. They've had other slogans in the past like socialism with Chinese characteristics, that kind of thing. But, you know, there's a lot that China's trying to do. But are they going to get from point A to point B, or is it going to be a long slog for them?
It most certainly is. Anytime you try to do command and control, it doesn't work. They've got certain industries that are so far underwater, so far behind the eight ball, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting some sort of different result. You're going to have to let things reset. And, that means collapse of industries, and you have to get out of the way, and they have to be done in a free market, fashion, or it's just not going to work. I mean, from the get-go, I said, you're doing half communist socialist, half capitalist. I said, it's not going to end well. It's like oil and water. It may look on the facade like it's working for a period of time, which it did. Now you're showing exactly what eventually will happen. It just can't work. And we've done a lot of that, with our economy too. A lot of characteristics of that happening, in our economy, where we start meddling around in things, and it causes disconnects and it causes problems. Now we're at a point in time where, because of so much government intervention, because of so much money printing, and subsidizing people here in the United States, COVID handouts and giveaways, we've put ourselves into an inflationary, tailspin. And that's not going to change. I mean, you take a look at, budgets moving forward, how much money we need to print. Inflation is not going away. Government continues to tinker around and, incentivize certain businesses and hand out money here and there. It's not going to end well. It never does.
No, it doesn't. And especially where the inflation game is concerned, that's where, again, we continue to hear what the Fed thinks and so forth. But, if they were to come out and say, well, we've tamed inflation, is it even possible for them to say that anytime soon? One would think they're going to cut rates this year sometime, even if they don't hit their 2% quote-unquote goal.
I think they're going to have to, and this is why you're going to slowly but surely see that the Fed is going to start telling the public that 3% is okay, 4% is okay when it comes to inflation, and they'll try to get that across to everyone. And it's like they put America into story about putting frogs in a pot of water and slowly but surely turning the heat up.
Oh yeah.
And that's kind of what they do to us, hoping people will just, accept it and get used to it. And I guess we have to some degree, but there's a cost involved with that, and people not being able to save as much money, not being able to put as much money away, there's a side effect to everything.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, the time flies by as always, but thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
God, have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Folks, we are going to come right back after the top of the hour break. I'll warn with you, please don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.